Yet because it proved possible finally to stabilize the battling Korea on terms which allowed the United Nations, or more realistically the United States, to deploy its vast firepower from fixed positions, to defeat the advance of the massed communist armies, many of the lessons of Korea were misunderstood or not learned at all. For instance, Pentagon studies showed during Korea, just as they had during World War II, that it was America's lower socio-economic groups which bore the chief burden of fighting the war, and above all of filling the ranks of the infantry. Yet the same phenomenon would recur in Vietnam, and the serious shortcomings of the American foot soldier, the man at the tip of the spear, would once more have serious consequences. In Korea, the communists enjoyed the opportunity to learn a great deal about the limits of Western patience, the difficulties of maintaining popular enthusiasm for an uncertain cause in a democracy. By the time the armistice was signed at Panmunjom in August 1953, after a mere 3 years of hostilities, the Western allies had become desperate to extricate themselves from a war that offered so little prospect of glory or clear-cut victory. Yet in Korea, the communists had provided the most ruthlessly simple casus belli, the most incontrovertible provocation by aggression, to be offered to the West at any period between 1945 and this time of writing. As in my past books, I have sought to explore the Korean War through a combination of personal interviews with surviving participants and archival research in London and Washington. In the course of writing it, I have met more than 200 American, Canadian, British, and Korean veterans of the conflict. Perhaps the most exciting aspect of my research has been the opportunity to talk to Chinese veterans, granted to me in 1985 through the good offices of the Peking Institute of Strategic Studies, and the help of the late and much lamented Colonel Jonathan Alford of the International Institute of Strategic Studies in London. One of the possibilities that first attracted me to the project was that, in the new mood of détente between China and the West, it might be possible to gain some access to a Peking perspective upon the Korean War. After months of discussion and correspondence, this indeed proved to be so,